G'day, g'day. Welcome along to the podcast for the Rush Hour here on the Listener app. It is with Andrew Embley. It is with Katie Lamb. Andrew Embley is yawning right now as we speak. That's how well his day's going.
It's been a big day.
And to be brutally honest, Joel, the producer, I am surprised Katie Lamb even turned up today because she came into the studio just before we started going, I just can't do it today.
Yeah.
Well, it's Monday, so that makes
it's
sense.
It's Monday. I know.
She normally comes in hung
well,
as a bloody...
Well, she normally doesn't come in on Monday.
Yeah. Oh, that's it.
Well, guys, so. I am yet to take a Monday off this year. Can we all just give me some credit?
Every time you send a photo of yourself drunk on the weekend, I text you, say, you better be at work on Monday.
No, I did do a bit of a tour. Thank you, Leachy. I did do a bit of a tour of Fremantle yesterday. It was very good. Urban Winery.
Well done.
Gypsy Tappers.
Yeah, that looked good.
The old synagogue.
Yeah. I believe it's pronounced tappers. But we must say, Katie Lamb, I've known her a long time. I don't think I've ever seen her so nervous before an interview because she had no idea who it was, what it was going to be about, nothing.
You know what it was? Not having control.
Yeah.
No control at all.
No control clam.
And clam clammed up.
She clammed up,
I got
didn't
clammy.
She?
Clam bake.
My hands went clammy.
Yeah.
Well, when we leave Embers in charge of something, it's always a little bit
nerve-wracking. That's why it's with good reason.
Yes. I think even producer Joel and Leachy were thinking, oh, I'm not really sure how this is going to go. But they backed the big guy in.
Yeah.
I back him on the big stage.
Yep, that's it.
Well, no, you did very well. Julie Bishop is elite.
J-Bish.
Yeah. J-Bish. Swish,
I just love how personal you two are now with...
She invited me to a box.
Did she though?
Yeah.
Did she?
Yes.
I think she actually did, and it's on air. That's like pinky swear.
But when they were walking out of the studio, which is great behind the scenes for the Rush Hour listeners, pointy pineapples if you see us.
Pointy pineapples.
She was walking past me, and I swear I heard her go, do you want to come to a West Coast game or would you prefer to come to a Frio game? And because obviously we know.
No, I think what she was suggesting
is easy.
I think what she was suggesting is going along to the Derby, like as in the West Coast Eagles game. That is the Derby.
Yes. I said the Derby would be a great one to go.
Because I think it was also like a Collingwood suggestion, wasn't it?
Correct.
So obviously official partners of West Coast Eagles. We'd rather go to a box if you're listening, guys.
100%.
Bring the rush out.
Free food and drink.
She also actually said that after the game they might be able to go out and party and then potentially go back and, you know, have a couple of coldies at your house, Katie. And Katie turned to her straight away and said, how about we maybe go back to your house?
Yeah.
You've been a member of parliament for 25 years.
Your house would be a little bit nicer than my
house. Could you imagine taking Julie Bishop to the Katie Lamb Chateau and just going, here's my house.
Yes.
Yeah, a couple of vinos.
Yeah. You go home and saying, hey, teens, just want to let you know that Julie's coming over next week. Can you please leave the house?
Yeah.
Can you also
two-person limit.
Vacuum the house and throw out all the dog poop in the backyard?
Actually, can you get some drinks cold for us, some champagne, and maybe make us a platter, like some tapas.
Some tappers out. It's a stunning chat. Julie Bishop coming up on the podcast. Also, how far did you go for nothing? And we open up with red hot debates thanks to Chicken Treats. Should men still open doors for women? Got a couple of people fired up. Here is your podcast.
Got the touch? Download Tab Touch. What are you really gambling with?
From Roebuck Bay to the Roe Highway, got my ice mocha from Dome Cafe, the Super Pizza Florian in a Loo Wanneroo, and their sprints to across Albany and the Gloucester Tree
with Katie Lamb
and Andrew Embley.
From the greatest city in the world, it's time for Triple M's Rush Hour with Andrew Embley and Katie Lamb.
How far did you go? For nothing.
Well, the Bunbury Cup was on Saturday, Katie.
Yeah.
Of course, you would have been all over who won the Bunbury Cup.
Yeah, absolutely.
A horse won it.
Black Caviar.
Hey, wonderful day out there. They've been renovating the track. Mm. They've got the new grandstand out there. I think it was the first Bunbury Cup that they've had there for 2 or 3 years. Mm-hmm. And it was absolutely pumping.
Yep.
People everywhere. They did a very good job. Now, we had a horse in the first race. So I thought, you know what? Why not go for a drive, go down, watch the horse. Of course, I'm a glass half full kind of guy. This horse was always going to win.
Yep.
All right, paying $18. I already spent the money on the jet ski and the new boat that I was going to buy with the winnings. So drove to Bunbury and, you know, sort of gave a bit of a wave.
Embers is here.
People that no one obviously recognise me, but anyway, it's nice to wave from time to time. Now,
talking about.
So I got there and it was very exciting because the horse was about 10 minutes away. So I didn't really sort of time my run very good, right? So I pretty much just got there. Before you knew it, the horse sort of came out, had a chat with the trainer, had a chat with the jockey and watched the race and he jumped really well. And I'm thinking, oh, goodness, it's going to win.
Yeah.
And it didn't win.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
It didn't win.
So all that money that you'd spent in your head.
That's gone.
It's gone.
Yes, that's gone. Yeah. As was Embers too, because before the horse actually had got back into the stables, Embers had walked to his car and got back in it and driven home.
So you drove all the way to Bunbury for yeah.
For absolute nothing.
For a horse to basically lose, and then you drove all the way
3
home.
3 hours in the car, 14 and a half minutes at Bunbury Racecourse.
That's ridiculous.
That's a long way for not much.
Well, 133.53, how far did you go for nothing? So a couple of weeks ago, remember, I went to Melbourne.
Yes.
So I got flown over to Melbourne for this video, right? And
yep.
I thought, well, they're flying me over to Melbourne. So clearly I've got like the main role.
Put you up at the Crown for 3 or 4 days. Yeah, it's a fair bit of work that goes into this.
So anyway, as soon as I land in Melbourne, I read the script. I had two lines.
Two lines. They flew you over for 2 lines.
For 2 lines. I was just like, am I not the lead? Like, I thought I would have been the lead if you're flying me over from Perth to Melbourne. All I had to say was, what do you think you're doing here? And then I'm going to leave.
Jeez, I tell you what, the person that flew you over for those lines, they must have a bit of money behind them. Far out.
How far did you go for nothing? Ben's in Swanview. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, good, Ben, on this Monday. How far did you go?
I drove from Perth to Carrageenie for a Facebook Marketplace deal.
Oh.
And then got up there and he sold it for $200 more.
Shut up, Ben.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, can I ask what it was?
It was 2 motorbikes that I was going up there to buy. And, yeah, apparently he tried to reach me, but I had no reception. But
you're
I had no missed calls or messages or anything.
Ben, so, how far is Carrageenie for those people that don't know?
It was eight or ten hours.
Oh, my God, Ben. Were you so flat driving home?
Yeah. It wasn't fun.
I reckon the Carrageenie pub would have got a workout.
That got all my money. Yeah. Yeah.
Good on you, Ben. Let's go to Rich in Banksia Grove. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Tell us, how far did you go?
I had a horse running about 12 months ago at Belmont, and I drove all the way back from Busso. For it only to get beaten by Ember's horse.
Oh, no! That is so funny. Really?
Mate,
Watson was riding, and we took a photo. It was me and my mate, and we took a photo. You had a photo with Holly Watson, and I can't remember who the trainer was, but yeah.
I think what horse that would have been.
You haven't had that many that win.
French Jill, I reckon it was. Holly Watson was, who had that? Maybe Adam Durant had it at the time? I'm not sure.
Anyway, we're labouring the point here.
Yeah, well done, mate. You ran second, though.
Yeah, well, I think we run second or third on the Wednesday.
That's a good
Cronulla.
Good on you.
That's not too bad.
Yeah. Oh, well, mate, next time.
Yeah, that's it.
Next time. Good on you.
Good on you, Rich. Let's go to Kate and Harrisdale. Hello.
Hi.
G'day, Kate. We're asking you, how far did you go for nothing? Tell us what happened.
I needed to get a birth certificate because I'm from the UK and I was advised that I needed to present in person. Okay, and it turned out they posted my birth certificate.
Oh, sorry, you flew out a little bit.
So, yeah, you flew to the UK and then they'd already mailed it to you.
Yeah.
Oh, Kate. Did you at least, like, get to stay in the UK, have a bit of a holiday, or did you have to come straight back home?
Yeah,
that's it. Oh, my God.
Wow, that's a long way to go.
I was absolutely gutted.
No, I can imagine you would have been.
And I can imagine that would have been quite expensive as well, so.
Oh, yeah. Oh, very much.
Jeepers. Well, there's some mad calls there, fair to say.
Yes.
I mean, Ember's having to go 3 hours to go watch your horse lose.
Yeah, I know.
It's a crap horse anyway.
Something devastating happened yesterday that's really rocked Perth. So Bree Maddox, she used to own the court in Northbridge.
Yes, yep.
Her and her child, Charlotte, they went to John Oldham Park just yesterday, Mounts Bay Road, and her daughter Charlotte brought her jellycat toy bunny, basically. So it's like a little teddy bear.
A little toy that she probably has when she goes to bed to
Correct.
Help soothe her and make her sleep well.
The bunny's been in the family for 7.5 years.
Bunny's name is Hoppy.
It's called Hoppy.
So shout out to Hoppy where you are.
Well, that's the thing. She lost Hoppy.
Hoppy's gone.
Hoppy's gone.
Hoppy hopped away.
Ree Maddox has taken to social media and has said, lost toy bunny, help find Hoppy. Much loved pink Jellycats bunny left at John Olden Park, Mounts Bay Road, Perth at 11 a.m. on the 10th of March. Hoppy has a patch on her that says love. $1,000 reward.
What?
Buy $1,000. Just buy another one, though.
Can we maybe shout out to anyone near the area of John Olden Park? Because this place would be full right now.
100%. I mean, I want to leave here and do the show from John Olden, and you and I can try and find that. And we'll go splitsies.
$1,000 to find Hoppy. Now, can I just say, as a father who has a daughter at the moment who has these little bunnies, we call her little bun-bun, right? This is not the most outrageous thing. Like, if my Frankie lost her bun-bun, right, there's every chance that we would be offering money for someone to... Oh, well, mate, these are priceless little bun-buns. You want to see your little daughter be happy. You don't want to see her upset and crying.
But wouldn't you just go and buy another one? I mean,
It's not the same.
It's not the same.
Oh, so what happens if your partner, you didn't really like her, would you just go and get another one?
Probably. This is going to be a bit of fun.
Yes, Frank's Red Hot Burger that comes out on Wednesday. 100%. Only a chicken treat.
And I think you and I are going to be able to taste the burger.
Oh, I like a nice spicy burger.
I think Chicken Treat are dropping us some burgers, Leachy.
Yes, they are.
Confirm or deny. Yes!
Yes, they are. So good.
Oh, my God, yum.
Come on, Chicken Treat.
We have got a couple of people on the line right now, and hopefully they've got good debating skills, because right now the topic is, should men still open doors for women? Our opinion doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Okay? No, absolutely not. It doesn't matter. You just need to put your case forward.
Correct. So Savannah is from Bullsbrook. Bullsbrook. Hello, Savannah.
Hello.
Okay, Savannah. So you are for, all right? You are for that men should still open doors for women. That's correct.
All right.
Okay, we're going to go back to the Year 8 debating team. I'm going to be judging you. You've got 30 seconds to plead your case, and we have $500 on the line. Savannah, are you ready to go?
Yes, I am.
All right, Savannah.
And here we go.
Go for it.
Okay, so women are disproportionately disadvantaged to men throughout history. We've got the gender pay gap. We've got all these institutional disadvantages, and I think that men... they are culpable in actually dismantling this, and I think that men, by their chivalrous acts, can play a part in this.
Mm. Not bad.
Okay.
Not bad. Right, Savannah. Still time on the clock.
Time to spare, Savannah, to the point.
You know what? Yeah, it's she hit the crux. The crux of it was that she thought that men should still open it.
Because that is what for
is
me.
Is that what you
taught
from that?
Yes.
Okay, just checking.
Okay, standing in the way of Savannah and $500 is Ben from Rockingham, who has not held the door open for Savannah. Hello, Ben.
G'day.
All right, Ben. This is for $500. Thanks to Chicken Treat. You need to tell us why men shouldn't open doors for women. Your time starts.
Here we go.
Now.
I don't think we need to hold the door open for women anymore because it's insulting to them. They're able to do all the jobs that we can, and more power to them. We have absolutely stood in their way, but no longer. Huge strides have been made towards equality, and this is just another step towards it. I would be concerned that if I was to open a door for a lady, that she would take it, that she was unable to do it for herself. And I don't think that is where ladies stand in the 21st century today.
You put a very strong case forward. Now, Katie Lamb.
Yeah. Okay.
She is the adjudicator today.
I will say both Savannah and Ben did very, very well. Mm. I liked both of the for and against arguments, but I will say the winner of $500.
Thanks to Chicken Treat.
Is Ben from Rockingham?
Come on!
Yay.
Come on
done,
down.
Ben.
Well done, Ben. Congratulations.
Amazing.
Hey, the new burger, Chicken Treat.
Mm.
It's called, do you know what it's called, Ben?
Scrambling for his notes.
It's called?
No idea.
It's the Frank's Red
the
Hot
Frank
Burger.
Red Hot Burger. Wow. Not many people know about it, Leachy, because it comes out on Wednesday.
It does.
You must go and try that, mate, with $500 thanks to Chicken Treat.
well, now I can afford it. I better give it a go.
Yeah, exactly. Good on you, Ben. Well done.
Well done, Ben from Rockingham. Savannah from Bullsbrook, you are going to get yourself a chicken treat voucher. Thank you very much for taking part.
Modern Motor Trimmers, Australia's leading supplier and installer of Esri seats. On Triple M's Rush Hour, this is Ember's All Sports Report.
A lot to live up to.
Whoa, AFL kicked off on the weekend. Katie, what did you make of the opening round?
It was very good. I got all of my tips correct.
Did you really?
I did.
No, you
didn't. Oh, no, I didn't. So,
no, you wouldn't have tipped Carlton.
Carlton, yeah.
Carlton was a massive upset.
Didn't you tip Richmond?
Yeah.
So you got
oh,
two.
Oh, so I got two out of
two. You've gone from 4 out of 4 to 2 out of 2. So you got 50%. So you're ordinary.
What's round zero all about, by the way? That's stupid.
Listen, I'm not really sure. But what I will say, I think if you're an interstate side from Queensland or from New South Wales, I think it was a real success, no doubt about it, because they got the exposure, they got sellout crowds, there was a lot of people talking about, obviously, AFL football. We know that New South Wales and Queensland are NRL dominated. Yep. They went over to Vegas for their first game of the year. So the AFL thought, okay, let's go over to those states and really get it on the front page, back page of the paper, and they did that. So well done. Now, for me, didn't really sort of feel like round one because you know, West Coast didn't play. You know, Fremantle supporters were going, yeah, I'll watch it, but you know what? Our team doesn't start until this week. So I feel this is like this week now is round one.
Yeah, that's
how I feel. Hey, congratulations to Matt Roberts. He is the Rising Star nominee for the opening round. Of course, he plays for
Gold Coast.
He plays for
Richmond. Collingwood.
He plays for
Pies.
Sydney.
He plays for Sydney. Oh, good on him.
Don't worry. I don't think many people would have actually known that either. But he had a good game.
Did he?
He played very well.
Where does he play? In the middle?
Yeah, he plays somewhere in there. So congratulations to him.
Great sport report.
Good luck to West Coast and Fremantle this weekend. Now the cricket. Oh, did you see the cricket today? Our Aussies. Right, chasing 279 runs. They won by 3 wickets.
Popped away. Pat Cummins hits the winning runs. Australia sweep New Zealand 2-0 in the series. That is some performance. Alex Carey, take a bow. Mitch Marsh, outstanding.
Four for 34 we were. Wow. We were in all sorts of trouble, then 5 for 80. And good old Bison, our boy from over here in the West, he was amazing, had 80 runs.
He's like dominating at the moment, Mitch Marsh.
Well, he was coming off a couple of ducks, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think a couple
he was
back of low scores, ducks, but friend of the show. Friend of the show.
He was huge. Alex Carey, he was under a bit of pressure. He had, without doubt, the innings of his life. He was fantastic. Got to 98 not out. Now, in the last over, and Leachie and I were speaking about this off air, right? I get that, you know, Paddy Cummins wants to hit the winning runs and Australia wins, but he was on 98 and all he had to do was block that last ball and allow the next over for Alex Carey to start with one run that they needed to win, and he could have hit a 2 and then got the 100 as well, and Australia could have won.
Yes.
Don't care?
No.
The Aussies will be celebrating tonight. That's 2-0 up in the series they are against NZ. So very good.
Well, that's done. It's finished now.
It's finished.
Yeah.
It's all done.
Yeah, they only played 2 tests.
Oh, there you go. No, I knew that. Hey, the Wildcats, they're currently in action at the moment. They're taking on the Tassie Jack Jumpers. Of course, they won their game one. If they win tonight, they are through to another grand final.
Andrew Embley, you've been promising a special guest today.
I've been promising the world. Normally, I deliver the atlases, but right now, Katie, I have got a special surprise for you. So, of course,
now we should set up. First of all, Katie Lamb is blindfolded.
She's got no idea
and
what's going on.
Has been blindfolded for about 3 minutes.
I am so paranoid.
She's
right
scared,
now.
And
I'm
so
scared.
She should be.
I feel like don't bring in a snake.
Well, what I love is that she was here by herself with me in here, and she thought that someone was touching her and things like nothing was happening. You've got no control of what's about to happen here.
Okay.
Now, the Oscars were on last night, Lammy, and you know how much I love the Oscars.
No, literally,
and
never said that before.
One of the movies that was nominated for a lot of awards was, of course, Barbie, probably the biggest movie last year, smashed all the records at the box office.
Yes.
So I thought, well, who better to get in than
Margot
someone?
Robbie.
Well, Margot Robbie, she was there, but you know what? I've got someone better than Margot Robbie.
Who?
Right. Imagine being that big that you have got your own Barbie.
What?
So right now, I want to introduce to you the Honourable Julie Bishop.
Oh, yeah! Oh, I can see you saying, and she's so much better looking than Margot Robbie.
So much better. Julie, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Well, it's so exciting to be. Hi, honey. How are you?
I'm stressed.
You can take your blindfold off.
Take the blindfold off. Oh, my God. It's a lot better this way. Now, the whole point of this, Katie, is that I was doing Barbie before Margot was doing Barbie. So here I am to say I missed out on the Oscar. But I did bring, you ready for it?
Yeah.
I did bring my Julie Bishop Barbie.
Oh, no.
So Julie Bishop's got her own Barbie doll.
You can play with her.
Well,
and
like
she's got
Princess Di.
Yeah, and that was a while back. anyway, she's got her own little suitcase. So Mattel made this for me when I resigned as foreign minister, so it's Foreign Minister Barbie.
That is such a fantastic gift.
And it's got their little initials on it and everything.
Yeah, it's literally a Foreign Minister Barbie. And see, she's got the little red shoes on. I don't know what I've done to the heel there, but
I love Barbies.
We've all broken a heel.
Do you know
before.
I've got like upwards of 60 Barbies?
Of course. Darling, guess what else I bought along? My original Jackie Kennedy Barbie from 1963.
Oh,
that's,
my
yeah.
Lord. Wow. This is crazy.
How's that beehive?
This
Loving
is
it.
Incredible. Mm. Embers, how did you manage to?
Oh, well, you know, I must admit, of course, we've got Maddie in sales here in
he's
the
got,
office.
He's
and
got contacts you know all what? Over
you know
Perth.
What? Sometimes when Maddie comes this in, she goes, so oh, cool. I know this person. I know that person. And she mentioned Julie Bishop the other day. And I said, Julie Bishop, you know her? And she goes, yeah, you're Jay Bish. I said, oh, come on, you don't know Jay Bish.
Katie, you can give the doll back now.
Katie's got 61 dolls now.
62, yes. You can take Jay Bish Barbie.
What a little special guest we've got for
Julie
you today,
Bishop.
Katie.
Mm. I mean,
here
I
we
was...
are, Oscars Day. We could be having our own Oscars party here.
You know, it's so funny because when we were off air, I was stressing that I wouldn't know who the person was because there's nothing more embarrassing than being surprised with this big guest.
Yeah.
And
you're there,
and you're like,
hello, Missy, man.
How are you?
Hello, cute. Patootie, how are you?
So I'm so glad it's you, Julie Bishop.
I'm so glad I'm here because I've been following your Insta stories. I cry. I just
have you really?
Know, the one where you're the judge in the Sam. Are we allowed to talk about that?
Yes, sure.
It's not subjudice, is it? Anyway, I just cried. Yeah, I played it over and over. You know how there are 3,000 plays on it? 2,900
yes,
a month.
Yes.
No, 300,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, oh, thank you least. So much. Oh, my God. Julie Bishop, amazing. Guys. I'm starstruck.
Great
just to
be here.
In the presence of Julie Bishop.
Oh, would you
so
stop
amazing.
It?
No, it's seriously.
Katie
is.
Was expecting Margot Robbie. Come on. I walk in and.
I'd take Julie Bishop over Margot Robbie any day. Thank
Margot
you.
Robbie, I'm loving you.
Ben Cousins. And then
cousins.
Yes, and I got Julie Bishop, and I think it's even better.
Yeah,
I'm trying to work out the segue. You know, between Margot Robbie being
in no particular order, Julie.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, now Julie, of course that. You're a huge West Coast Eagles Indeed. Supporter, yes. number Indeed. One ticket holder. Were you a ticket holder when they won the flag?
Yes, I certainly was. I was on the board when yes. we won the wooden. Do you win a wooden spoon?
Well,
no.
when we
were crushed with a wooden spoon, and that was pretty depressing. But then we came back within about you know 5 or 6 years and won the flag again. And so 2023 could not have been a worse year.
No,
but that means we can only go one way, and that's
the only
up.
Way is up.
So I'm looking forward to a big year from the Eagles.
Yes, and of course they kick off their season this week against Port Adelaide.
Port Adelaide
will you go over for that?
No, I won't. I won't be there. But Port Adelaide, gee, that's a tough one. I reckon first pick. But anyway,
where did they finish up last year? Port Adelaide, because they were good
above us.
Yeah, everyone was.
Yes,
everybody was above us. But they were kind of up there, were they? They must have been in there.
I think they finished in top
but
four, didn't they?
Our first home game, GWS.
Yes, so that's right.
First home game, that'll be okay.
That'll be very exciting. Yep, they're going pretty well at the moment, the Giants, aren't they?
Every time you go to the footy at Optus Stadium, do you get a box?
Yes,
do
I
you?
Sit with the Eagles or special friends that I know might invite me along.
Yeah, would you want to invite me along? Because I only like going to attending games if there's a
Did
box
you notice
involved.
There was an awkward silence just then?
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
I felt that.
No, don't,
I was there for it.
Don't take it personally. I'm just thinking who I could
Yeah, well, I mean, no, I've been,
I'm not liking my chances.
So proud to be with you. let me think.
Think of something.
Yeah. I know some people who would invite both of us.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That'd be what about when you? My pleasure. My pleasure. You. Do you want to go out after?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh no, we might just Hippie hang club. because we will have won. Of course, you being a lucky rabbit's foot, we will stay back and hang out with the players. What do you reckon?
I love that. I love that for us.
Down in the change rooms.
Free food and drink.
Mm-hmm.
When you fly over east, do you fly with the team or do you fly in your own private jet?
I'm not. Oh, I wish. I'm not number one ticket holder anymore. That's a while ago.
So you have to pay for
ago.
Your tickets now.
Well, if I want to go and watch the Eagles, sure. Yeah, sure. So there were some perks being number one ticket holder. Pre-match. Down in the change rooms is one of them I can think of. Yeah.
Were you a big fan of the 2006 boys, Eagles?
Oh, big fan of the Eagles from the outset. Mm. Oh, what, you're pointing at him?
Mm. He likes to bring out that he won a Norm
Smith
medal. He might
have played in one of the games.
Well, just tell us about it again.
How long have you got, Julie?
Well, no, we're just about done, aren't we? Just about done. Oh, yeah, there were some great players.
We had a wonderful team. It was a wonderful era.
I went to Nizzy's farewell the other
night. Yes, I did see you floating around there. Yeah, I actually ran into Nizzy. I was there as well, and I saw Nizzy at the races on Saturday in Bunbury.
Yes, of course.
Well, how about that?
He's Bunbury. I had a good chat with Niz.
Yeah,
I think he'll get back into footy.
As what? In what player. Position? A player.
I think he'll run a football club one day again. Okay. Maybe not West Coast.
AFL?
I think so. Don't you reckon?
No.
It'd be lost to football. He's one of the great administrators.
Yeah, I guess Mick Malthouse still turns up around the place, doesn't he? He's been a coach for everyone and still.
He's been very
up.
Good, yes.
Do you know
they could do worse than have Nizzy, I tell you. He was a champion for the Eagles.
Do you know inside info?
No, I'm just, putting two and two together.
You reckon
We heard it here. We have got a rumour about Trevor Nisbet running. Can we start
We've
that one again?
Running.
I think there'll be a few clubs maybe just asking the question in due course.
Yeah, possibly.
And I don't blame them either.
No, I don't blame them either. He's exceedingly competent and skilled. But that was a good night.
You're very
Thanks
good
Thanks for
night.
Coming over and speaking to me, which you didn't.
Well, you were just saying it was in saying, one ear and you had Nigel Satterley talking to you in the other ear.
It was a big night for WA footy, wasn't it?
And when you've got the aura of such a great name like Julie Bishop, you're like, oh, I'd be too
nervous. I wish I was with Katie Lamb, then we would have been able to come over and chat together.
Yeah. I was kidding earlier. Everyone will want to invite me to the footy. If I'm bringing you,
please.
They'll be lining up.
Let's get on it.
Yeah, which one do you want to? Which game?
I don't care.
You want to see against
just
the
as
Dockers.
Long as the champagne.
Hey, now Julie was International Women's Day last week, so yes, happy indeed. International Women's Day
Thank you.
To
same
you.
Same to you.
I actually did something special for Katie last week because she's a I really like this girl, and one of the great talents that I do have that you won't maybe know it is that I'm actually a poet.
I've never heard that before.
I don't even know that.
Never heard that before.
I decided last week to write Katie a little poem about International Women's Day.
Dear.
So take a listen. Your friends and families adore you, even though sometimes we wish we could just ignore you.
This is really a nice poem.
You play netball, Division 4, but you give it your all. Okay, so listen, I had some nicer bits in that as well, but obviously Lisa didn't want me to paint a nice
Division
picture.
4 was a bit unfair.
Division 1, Julie.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe played one game in Division 4, maybe. The rest was certainly.
Division 4 and 1 mixed up a little bit. But what I thought, JB, when I found out that you were coming today, I'd write you a poem as well.
Because I'm
speechless.
So I've spent all weekend, right? I haven't seen the kids or anything like that.
Unfortunately, I think we've run out of time.
So,
is that my car?
Can you please play some music? Like the beautiful bit of music. Oh, here we go. All right.
French Riviera music.
So.
Edith Piaf.
When Jay Bish walks in, all others fold in. She's gorgeous, so flawless. But as lawyer, she won't allow you to be lawless. She leads the country's international relations, 2 decades in politics with no vacations.
Like it.
This woman is a powerhouse, even friends with Mick Malthouse.
You just threw that in and I'd mentioned Mick earlier.
Oh, you did.
How weird is that? Spooky.
There you go.
Yeah.
A true Aussie, always up for a frothy at the footy.
Oh, I'm glad he's
As smart as she's keen and a wardrobe of a queen, Of course, she deserves to be our Barbie because she's the best we've ever seen.
Oh,
I'm cheering up.
There you go.
That's beautiful.
Thank you for coming in.
I'm assuming there's more. Oh, that was it?
We're running out of time.
That was just the intro.
Yeah. That was
that was better than two and three.
Well, I couldn't get stuck into Julie as much as I get stuck into you.
Yeah, exactly. Unfair. You have to turn up every day, but I don't. That's the difference. Now, my favourite bit of the Oscars, because we've got a bit of an Oscar theme, Ken. I thought when gorgeous, hunky Ryan, what's his name, was doing...
Ryan Gosling.
Yep, that's the one. Mm. I'm just Ken. I thought that was a high point. It was so cheesy.
I haven't even seen Barbie.
I'm sorry.
I haven't seen it.
Haven't you seen it?
I haven't seen it.
Oh my goodness. We can do another break on this.
Oh, wow.
Hang on.
I'm just walking out the door.
Unpopular opinion.
Mm. Haven't seen it yet.
And you've had so many other things to do on Saturday nights.
I know.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's not too late. You can watch it on...
I'll definitely be watching it.
It's streaming, isn't it?
Yeah, it will be for sure. It's almost like we need the two of you to watch it together.
What a nice idea. After the footy.
Yeah.
And after... we've won. Yes. We'll just pop back to your place for a quick screen.
Oh, can we go back to yours? I feel like your house would be better than mine.
I like the fact that Julie said after we win. So yeah. You might be waiting a while.
Oh, rude. Excuse me, you meant to be one of us.
I know. Thank you. Yes.
Julie Bishop, what an absolute honour to have you in. And thank you very much for surprising the fantastic Katie Lamb.
So surprised. Thank you so much.
So surprised.
Thank you for bringing in
surprised that I'm not Margot Robbie.
Thank you for bringing in the Barbie of yourself and the Jackie Kennedy Barbie as well.
My pleasure.
Absolutely fantastic. Julie Bishop here on the Rush Hour, if you don't mind.
You are welcome.
It's been a big Monday, can I just say. Embers actually came through with the goods.
You're welcome. Welcome, Lammy.
Yeah. And surprised me with Julie Bishop, who has a Barbie.
She's got a Barbie that looks more like her than her.
Yeah.
Like
incredible.
Imagine being that big that Mattel come to you and say, listen, we want to give you a Barbie, a Julie Bishop Barbie.
I wish somebody would make a Barbie out of me.
Well, that might happen one day.
Yeah, small Barbie.
Baby
I'm 5'7".
Do you really?
Yes.
I think Katie's actually taller than me.
Maybe your hands just don't match up with a 5'7" girl.
What?
Now,
5'7".
Yeah, exactly. You're not really well done. Before the interview started, as we said, we needed to blindfold Katie to keep the surprise going.
Yep.
And it's fair to say Katie Lamb was not that keen on just being blindfolded and had no idea what was going on. And she was in here with me while you were out going to get Julie Bishop, and this is what happened.
No. It better not be a snake. It better not be a snake. Because that's just something that you boys would do to me.
Who do you think it would be?
Is it Ben Cousins? Is it?
I'm a bit of a footy nerd. I'm a bit clammy.
You haven't been able to sit down. But I'm definitely going to know who they are, right?
And then this is what happened when you were blindfolded.
Blindfold on.
Can I put my headphones on?
Yeah.
Is there something near me?
No.
Okay.
I mean, there isn't.
Where's Embers?
He's outside. Okay. You're up. There's nothing
in here. I don't want that.
There is nothing in here.
Are you sure?
There's absolutely nothing in here.
Don't touch my sandwich.
That was so good.
The one thing you were most worried about, your sandwich.
It's good Subway, by the way.
You know the best thing was, too, Julie Bishop came in, and she's obviously a big fan of you, Lammy. Like those people out there, Julie Bishop actually loves Katie Lamb's TikTok and her Instagram and all that sort of stuff, and she was speaking about her off air as well. But she said that they were really keen to catch up and maybe they could go out one night and then go back and maybe have a wine at your place. And Katie straight away turned to Julie and goes, maybe we go back to your place.
I think your place will be a little bit nicer than mine.
Someone that's lived in Parliament House. Yeah, I think, you know, let's go to the Triangle.
Please, let's go to the
What would you cook Julie Bishop for dinner?
Oh, wow. Oh, it'd have to be a delicious steak.
You can't cook.
I do the meat.
Uber Eats.
Yeah, Uber Eats.
Actually, why don't you bring Embers along and I can cook for you both.
Oh, that would be lovely,
that'd
actually.
That'd be great. Nice for Embers to finally cook for us. That'd be great. It's the end of the
world as we know it. Triple M's Rush Hour with Embers and Katie.
Got the touch? Download Tab Touch. What are you really gambling with?